All right, so let's get into something funny now. How's that for a transition? But, oh, wait, now we got this new thing where people can call. So we're going to take our first caller. Hello, Barry Claremont. How are you?
Hey, Mark. It's actually me, John Zach. The NSA guy has been tapping your phone calls.
Oh, hi.
How's it going, buddy? Mm. Not that I don't already know. So, you almost took a drink last week, huh?
Hey, come on, man. What I say to my AA sponsor is none of your business.
Yeah, maybe it makes you a terrorist. Hey, just kidding. Maybe. But, you know, if you ever need to talk, you can always call me, pretty much by calling anyone. I mean, who knows you better than me, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, different subject.
Okay.
I think I told you I'm kind of a comedy writer myself, you know? Just cracking up people at NSA parties and so forth. And I was wondering if you need material.
Oh, wait, really? I sort of have some guys I work with. And
but you like to keep an open mind. I understand. Okay, this one sketch. An Arab guy is on the phone talking about bombs, right? So we arrest him. We break up his family. He goes to Guantanamo 3 years. Turns out he was just playing Minesweeper.
Uh-huh.
I guess you kind of had to be there.
Hey, look, buddy, we can't buy jokes from you, even if we wanted to, all right? The NSA would have to clear it first. Isn't that right?
Well, I'm sort of on suspension. I played a few poker games with this old CIA guy named Kyle Fogo and his friend Brant Wilkes, and there were girls there.
Uh-oh.
You ever heard of an Algerian three-way?
Wait. So you don't even work for the NSA right now, and you're still tapping my phone?
I kind of need to hear a friendly voice, Mark.
Yeah, my voice isn't that friendly, all right? I mean, you know, find somebody who cares about you. How would that be?
So you're saying I should tap my mom's phone?
I'm hanging up now.
That's what you think.
Yeah, great. So now I got a guy. Now I got that guy to deal with.